Welcome back into Purple Passion. It is playoff week here in Baltimore. Ravens Colts coming up on Sunday. Big news this week, of course, number 52, Ray Lewis, will retire after this playoff run. Guys, who replaces Ray on this team as far as being the heart and soul? You can't necessarily replace what he means to the team, what he can do on the field as a defensive player, as a leader from that standpoint, but somebody's got to step up and be the leader.
Defensively, it's got to be Terrell Suggs.
Yeah. I mean, flat out, I think we all agree with that. Terrell Suggs and Ed Reed, we don't know how much longer he's going to play.
He'll be walking out the door in February, too.
Right, yeah. It's going to be tough, you know, for him to come back.
His mind
right.
A couple of times, though. You know how that is.
But could the pendulum be switching on this team a little bit, which could be the offense?
Would it go to offense?
Ray Rice and Flacco. I mean, you've got those two guys that are going to have to step up even more so as a leader.
I think when you look at what Ray has meant to this team as far as mentoring the young guys, to put themselves in position of that leadership. I think that's the important thing. Leadership, you just don't go out there and say, oh, I'm the leader.
Right.
You know, you got to earn it. You got to earn the guy's respect. And at the same time, you got to show it out there on the football field. The quarterback position is a coveted position of leadership. That's something there. But I think, as you're saying with Ray Rice, he's that kind of a guy where he's likable within the locker room. I don't know as far as the hear me out. As far as the intensity, there's not that intensity, but I think the way in which he can talk to other guys to get them to help themselves out along with supplementing it with Terrell Suggs.
There's something about defense, too, I think, that lends itself to this. Now, I've watched Drew Brees, and he has a way of bringing that team together before a game. But he's one of the few quarterbacks that I've ever seen that really can rally a team right before a game.
But it's not.
It always seems to be defense.
I'm telling you.
It's got to be defense. I don't care who says what or what. Yeah, Drew Brees does all that. But you see throughout the course of the game.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not even at that moment in time. He's never going down to the defense side getting them pumped. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different because, and the point is accurate, is that it's always a defensive player because those are the guys, for whatever reason, that's the way God made football, is that, you know, when a defensive leader says something, he can charge. I mean, how many times has it been for you guys, you know, and we would say, you had J.O., you had Jew, you had Shannon
about.
Sharp, but Shannon, it wasn't, you guys had those guys, but it wasn't until Goose and Rob Burnett and Ray Lou, those type of guys would say something to the offense, and then you guys would get it in shape. So, I don't know. Like, that is a scary proposition to look forward to because we know Joe is Joe Cole.
You can't replace him.
But that's why I say supplement. That's what I said, supplement, because I think at the same time.
We need to be on offense first. I think
the leadership is already there on offense Joe Flacco as well as Anquan Boldin. You guys keep forgetting about Anquan. Oh, Anquan, absolutely. I've been there. I've understood. As far as what they're talking about offensively, you're talking about offensive leadership.
I'm talking about when we.
You're talking about offensive leadership, and you got to get a guy. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, the decision that Ray made was not an easy one. He said he contemplated over months and months while he was injured. He was back home, had 17 years, had some time to spend with the family, and that's when he made his decision. For you guys, you all had to make the decision. How difficult was it? And did you know that was it when you made it?
Most of the time, the NFL. It tells you when you're done. It does. I mean, you really just don't have an option. And that's 95% of the league or more that really get told. But
Ray still has an option. He has another year on his contract. He could still play. Nobody's pushing him out.
He's not going to come and go. If he's done, like he said, he promised his son if you got a scholarship, he'd be there. You know, Ray III obviously is going to be playing at the U next year. His two other sons are starting high school football. For me, it was, you know, with two herniated discs in my back and in my neck, you know, and Father Time knocking on that shoulder. Right. Yeah. I mean, you don't have a choice.
Neck fusion. Yeah. I sat there and I was like, oh, I still can play. No, you can't. No, really. How come you're turning your neck like this?
Super Bowl.
that's what it woke you up Super Bowl.
Oh, like, wait. I'm the oldest player
watching TV.
This
Matt Stover's the oldest guy.
Wow, Papa. I'm done.
Grandpa Stover's kicking it.
All right, our Twitter question here for this block. As you all know, a lot of coaching changes. Boy, Black Monday was tough in the NFL. Twitter question, if you're a coach, which team or situation would you want to go into and why? Cardinals, Bills, Bears, Browns, Jags, Chiefs, Eagles, Chargers, all looking.
Well, you know the California kid, B-Jack, is going nowhere than Southern California, San Diego. Yes, the stadium sucks, but let me tell you this.
A couple years
from now, we're going to be in L.A. at the new stadium. It's warm weather back home, and, of course, they still have a few players on offense and some on defense that you can start to build around, cut some of the weeds and the bad players. But San Diego, for me, would be my choice of option to be back home.
Weather and quarterback in San Diego.
You got
And running back, you got a couple defensive players.
Bad weather in Chicago, but you got some quarterback play as well as you got a quarterback, receiver, as well as a good defense. Some positions are aging, but that's so what. We'll go ahead and figure out how to replace some guys. I like the fact that they were 10-6. I like the fact that they compete tough in a tough division. I'm going up to Chicago.
Chicago.
You know, I feel the same way about Brad. I like Philip Rivers. I really do. I like the weather. I've been in the Northeast my whole career, man.
Don't mow my lawn. I'm already head coach. Get your own job.
Chicago was my second pick, too, so that's what you get for going last. Philly, their fans, really? I don't know if you screw up as a head coach there. You're under the bus getting run over a few times.
I'm thinking about weather. Never mind. Everyone else.
I'm shocked. No Bills, Browns. Just shocked. Right. Totally shocked. We're going to take a break. Let's talk Ravens and Colts coming up. I'll take the Bills job if it's open. We'll be back. It's a job. Right after this.